Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for your time today. Want to go ahead and introduce the people you see in front of you. We have Brad Basmasian, Chief Operating Officer of Toco Warranty. Tony Stewart, owner of Tony Stewart Racing and the co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. And Clint Boyer, driver of the number 14 Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing. It's always a good day when we can put race cars on a track. It's even a better day when we can talk about investment in the sport, not just NASCAR, but motorsports as a whole. So I want to reintroduce Brad. And Toco has a different outlook and a different way of doing things when it comes to vehicle service contracts and the repair industry. And you're going to tell that story with the relationships that you have with Stewart Haas Racing and Tony Stewart Racing. But first, what makes Toco Warranty stand apart from your competition, and how are you leveraging your brand with the personalities seated next to you?
Well, thanks, Mike. And these guys right here, this partnership for us makes all the sense in the world because, as you said, you know, we're Toco Warranty is trying to do something really different in this industry. Toco believes that you shouldn't have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket for an unexpected repair, and more importantly, you shouldn't have to pay hundreds of dollars down, hundreds of dollars a month just to be afforded that coverage. It makes no sense. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't help the people that actually need that help. So with Clint and Tony and just this sponsorship here with Stewart Haas Racing and Tony Stewart Racing, being able to get that message out to millions of people, hardworking people who rely on their cars to get from point A to point B, pick up their kids, go to work, that's a really important message for us. So I just can't think of a better vehicle, pardon the pun, to get that message out there than with these guys.
And some specifics of the program. It's a four-race primary sponsorship with Clint Boyer and the number 14 team. Toco Warranty will debut with the 14 team and Clint at Talladega Super Speedway in 2 weeks. They'll be back for the All-Star Race May 17th and 18th at Charlotte Motor Speedway, June 29th and 30th at Chicagoland Speedway, and September 13th and 15th at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. An associate sponsor on the 14 car at all other races. But one of the other cooler elements of this is a collaboration with Tony Stewart Racing. Toco will be the co-primary sponsor of 10-time and reigning World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series champion Donnie Schatz, an associate sponsor of Stewart's Sprint Car, who is slated to race in approximately 90 wing sprint car races this year, I think. Even more than that. So, Tony, you know, everybody here is knows your driving exploits, but your accolades are our car owner, are even more impressive. Three NASCAR titles, 9 World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series championships, and now you've brought a partner that is new to motorsports that spans both realms, NASCAR and grassroots racing. Just talk a little bit about this and how impressive it is, not just for your two organizations, but racing as a whole.
It's a unique and I think a perfect opportunity in all reality. It's you know, we've always had partners that have been a part of the NASCAR program or have been part of our grassroots program with the World of Outlaws or our All-Star Circuit of Champions. But this is one of the first times that we've had a partner that really spans all the way across and I think utilizes, you know, these two organizations to get the coverage to the right people and to reach the brand that they're looking for, their consumers. So, you know, to have, obviously, to have Clint on the NASCAR side, I don't think you could ask for a better personality to represent the brand or any brand for that matter. I don't care what it is. He can represent it, but at the same time, I mean, and then to put Toco on Donnie Schatz's car, I mean, you got the best wing sprint car driver in the world and myself running almost 99 races now. You know, we're going to be out on the road a lot too, and I think we can do a lot to help promote it as well. So it's great. Obviously, bringing new partners into the sport's a huge deal for all of us in the sport in general. But like I said, the commitment that Brad's made, not only just to NASCAR racing, but motorsports in general to help spread the word about Toco is something that I think is really going to be important to all of us and have a huge impact.
And Toco got their first race with Tony Stewart last night. He was about a hour east of here at Virginia Motor Speedway, the season opening points race for the All-Star Circuit of Champions. Tony finished 6th. And shout out actually to Richmond Raceway and Dennis Bickmeyer and his staff here. The nice ticket promotion between Virginia Motor Speedway and Richmond Raceway. You buy one, you get a ticket for tonight's race as well as Sunday's race as well. So turn it back over to Clint. Clint, you're a car guy. In fact, your first call to come and get paid to drive race cars came when you were working in a dealership, and when you weren't at the dealership, you had your dad put you to work at his towing company, so you know firsthand how valuable cars are to people's life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, owning a dealership, I understand the value of warranties and things like that. And more importantly, having a dad that towed vehicles my whole life in and out of service centers with people, you know, in need of help. And, you know, I think help is a big word. When you're on the road stranded, who knows where across the country, whether you're following, you know, Tony Stewart and a weekly race somewhere of his 90 some shows, and or you know, our world of NASCAR, you know, people get stranded, people have trouble, and this program, this warranty program, is a phenomenal tool to be able to you know, have peace of mind as you're traveling across the country with your family. You know, with the simplicity of it is what I like. It's simple as going to a you know, a website and pay as you go. I mean, this isn't a long-term contract you got to sign up for, take a big investment and really think about your future. This is a pay as you go program, and what works for you. I think that's the most important part to remember is the simplicity of it, the peace of mind, and definitely the pay as you go program is something that's very, very exciting and, you know, affordable for anybody.
All right, we'll go ahead and open up the floor to questions. Please raise your name, state your name and affiliation. I know folks with Richmond have a mic. Yep, right here, Jeff.
Jeff Hayden, Inc. Magazine. Brad, if I was a Harvard Business School professor, which I am clearly not, I would assume that one of your big brand challenges is getting across the difference between a VSC and an extended warranty.
Right.
So is that part of the reason why you've gone to the grassroots level as well? Because it gives you a different touch point and a different way as opposed to rolling billboards?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, our main goal is to really get our message out there of what we do. But the second part to that is to really let people know what this actually is. And, you know, people hear extended warranties and they hear VSC. And the difference between the two is not much. An extended warranty is something that is generally provided by the manufacturer, somebody who makes the product. And a VSC is an extension of that after the fact. To put that on a billboard, it's wordy. I mean, it sounded like that coming out of my mouth right then. So to really be able to deliver what this actually is and what this actually does is a big part of that message. And then to differentiate how you can purchase this out there that people might be used to versus how we make it done our way, the TOCO way, that's the other big message that we want to get out there.
We got Jerry over here in the corner.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Brad, for you first. NASCAR's got a big landscape of who you could partner with. And so when you come to an organization, you come to the sport, what makes it attractive for a company like yours to team with Tony Stewart Racing? And for Tony, for you to get a company like this, you know, to sponsor not only this team, but your sprint car team, cross-promote that as well. What does it mean for the continued success of Stewart Haas Racing?
Well, that's an easy question for me. So, when we first met with these guys here, and just to kind of back up, one thing I didn't really touch on is one of the biggest things that we really focus on is transparency, earnesty. You know, we really want to actually be an advocate for consumers out there. And when we met with these guys and just being in their offices down in Charlotte, I hadn't ever really got such a sense of earnesty, such a sense of kind of a simpatico type of relationship that that I've ever had from any other partner we've ever discussed in any industry. I got a sense that they were, you know, very in tune with what we were trying to do, actually believed in what we were, what message we were trying to get out there. And, you know, I didn't think there was any other group, team, sport, anyone else out there that would have just made a better fit than with these guys. And it was just all apparent from these guys, from everyone who works there. I mean, it was really just an amazing experience first time we met.
I got some gross things to answer. I need the question again.
The viability for Stewart Haas, for you guys, how important is this to continue to bring on partners? You don't call them sponsors, as we talked about. these are partners in your company. How important is that to have those companies interested in your organization?
Well, it's huge for all the teams that are here, but obviously for us, it's something we really have a lot of pride in, is being able to bring new partners in the sport. And the reason we call them partners is, you know, sponsor somebody that writes a check and they put a paint job on a car and off they go. This is not what our program is about. Our program is about teaming up with partners, understanding their goals and objectives, and helping find ways to execute that and give them value for what they're spending and trying to help us do. So, you know, that's what's important to us, because if it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for us at the end of the day. So, you know, that's why this is so big. And it's a unique program, obviously, having it cross over to two different organizations. But like we said, the scope of how many people we can reach with this, I think, is absolutely huge. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a NASCAR fan, a dirt track fan, our work at Eldora that we'll do with them as well. All those different fans in motorsports will know about Toco. So, and like I say, that's the dirt track and short track fans are really the people that the majority of time are going to need this program more than ever, and even NASCAR side as well. So to be able to educate them about what Toco is about and how it's affordable for them, and it, like Clint said, it really is easy for them to use. And that's something that, you know, when you try to get these programs at a dealership, it's complicated. You don't understand it all. You know, at the end of the day is the bottom line dollar, and then you got to sit there and fight and haggle with them when you do need their help. So this is a program that just really makes sense, and for us, you know, is easy to get behind.
Claire B. Lang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Brad, when did this all come down? Like, you understood NASCAR, or you liked NASCAR before it gets to the part where you walk in the door and understand how they are about partnerships? Had you ever met Tony Stewart? Had you ever met Clint Bowyer? Did you have meetings with them where you interviewed them so you knew?
Claire, you know, if that would have happened, he never would have done this. if he'd have met Clint, he would have ran the first day.
Oh,
he would have run out the door.
What brought us to NASCAR in general was, you know, I've seen the studies. I know who the NASCAR fan is. It's who our customer is and should be. It's car lovers, it's hardworking people, it's people who rely on their cars. I mean, that can describe a wide swath of people, but I mean, it just seemed like, you know, in the Venn diagram of who our customers are and who NASCAR fans are, I mean, there's a huge spot in the middle that overlaps. So when we started looking into this, and you know, we were approached originally by these guys, and we took a meeting, and we just got along so well. And from what started as a curiosity really kind of blossomed into a, you know, yes, let's absolutely do this. And it went from, you know, 0 to 100 really quickly for us.
Any other questions? Yep. Al, hold on one sec. Get your mic.
Thank you. For Brad, Al Pearson, Auto Week. You're starting small, just a handful of races. What will it take to get you to where you want to expand your involvement? Would it be on-track results? Will it be customer relations? What's the next step to get more than just a handful of races?
Well, we're going to be present at every race. We're going to be an associate sponsor at every race. We're going to support the number 14 team throughout the entire season. What is it going to take for us to get to the next level? It's going to take the calendar changing from 2019 to 2020. I see this as being an absolute slam dunk success for us to be able to get our message out there, and I don't see anything that could drive that off course.
Yep. Lee?
Thank you. Tony, there was talk of doing a relationship or a partnership between Richmond and the dirt track you were at last night. Do you see more of that going on in the sport right now, where there is a, you know, trying to build that connection between the grassroots and the NASCAR fan?
We hope so. I mean, I think there's a lot of value. Justin Haley was running a modified yesterday. David Stremme, that used to race in NASCAR all the time, was there with his modified last night. I think there's a lot of crossover that we're seeing with drivers. You know, obviously you got Justin Allgaier, you got Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, you know, Casey Kane. Those guys all were doing both when they could. So I think you're going to see more and more of that. Baps Motor Speedway in Pennsylvania last year, we won an all-star race there, and it was a promotion with Dover. So, you know, the fall race at Texas, we have the sprint car races on Friday and Saturday nights at those two races, or those two nights as well. So I think you're going to see more and more of that. I hope we see more and more of it, because there's a lot of dirt track fans that have lost a little interest in NASCAR, and we're trying to get them back, you know, to be more active at NASCAR races. And it was awesome last night to meet all the people that were diehard NASCAR fans that hadn't been to a dirt race before, didn't know anything about it. And after hot laps came down, their eyes were this big. They'd never seen cars go that fast in their life. So it was really fun to see. It's fun to see these crowds cross over either direction, whether they're NASCAR to dirt or dirt to NASCAR. It's fun to watch the reactions, and I think it just strengthens the entire sport.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. We appreciate it. If you have any other questions or follow-up you need, I'm here all weekend. Happy to help. And enjoy the race weekend. Thank you.